No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we got the one and only Doggy Style on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you feeling, man?
I'm living, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all that matters to me right now.
That's what you said when you first walked in,
yeah,
too. So you're not taking it for granted that you're alive.
Nah, I ain't that type of guy, bro. Can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So what is that, though, that keeps you so in touch with that? I feel like I'd be watching a lot of prison shows to like to feel like I'm not taking my freedom for granted.
Man, from witnessing things, you feel me? Seeing other people go through things, that's like, to me, that's something that I look at like, damn, that can't be me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, sometimes you got to go through things in order to be the person you've been looking for, you feel me? So, I've been through shit. So.
I get that idea. You've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Talk to me about just where you grew up and everything. The Dino, San Bernardino, is like a legendary place. But they haven't really had that many. Has there been a rapper that popped off out of there, really?
There was a rapper probably like in 2001. I forgot Cud name, but he popped out. He had it popping, but nobody really knew about San Bernardino still to this day. You know what I'm saying? And it's rough out there. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to see you make it. If they ain't making it, they ain't trying to see you make it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's really the trenches out there. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could call us another Chicago.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you feel like it's that bad?
It's bad. What? It's bad, bro.
Right.
I lived it. So I know it's bad. It's bad.
Because I remember one time we were driving up from LA going to San Francisco or some shit. And one of the homies had to like stop and go to a weed clinic or whatever. And all of a sudden we're driving by like the oldest fucking McDonald's in the world or whatever, you know?
Yeah, you know, East Street. Yeah.
Right. And so we're driving by there and shit. And we went and drove through it and I posted a photo on Snapchat and shit. And my fucking DMs are blowing up by kids who are just like, what the fuck are you doing in the Dino?
Bro, it's bad. It is bad. And it's crazy because, I mean, we get overlooked by everybody. You feel me? I mean, the first place when people come out here to Atlanta is L.A. So nobody knows too much about San Bernardino. But trust me, it's lit out there.
Right.
I had to get up out of that motherfucker.
You did? So you moved?
Now. I can't be popping and living in it. That's how I got popped. Like, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So it was either stay there and get... You know what I'm saying? I'll get into bullshit.
Right.
Or leave and right. Succeed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't be. I mean, like I said, I learned off of everybody else's mistakes and what they've been through. Like, just seeing, like, even all these rappers, bro, you see what's going on. Everybody's dying, and you die in your own city.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because your own city they ain't trying to see you make it.
Right.
So that was my thing. So I was like, And I was a hard head. People was telling me to get up out of there, and I was like, nah, I ain't leaving, because, like, this is me, nigga. Ain't nobody going to run me out.
Right.
But just my daughter and everything, you know what I'm saying? It's like either the streets or you could pick, and, like, she has nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
So it's in my power to get her up out of here.
How old's your daughter?
She's 4. She just turned 4 in May.
Right.
Yeah.
My daughter's 6 months, but I feel that 100% where I'll be hearing, you know, there was a terrible story that came out of Chicago about a guy who went to a McDonald's with his daughter and they shot at him. And I guess he had been posting videos pissing on his op's grave the day before. They spray him up, but they actually hit the girl 7 times, kill her.
See, you see that?
I was like, bro, this is beyond irresponsible for you to be going around and putting your kid in the line of fire when you're running around basically like asking people to shoot
facts,
at you,
facts,
you know?
Facts. See, to me, stuff like that, to me, you are asking for it.
Uh-huh.
And if, like, even with my situation, bro, like, it took me, like, when all this shit started touching the air and everything, and shit started happening, I had to stay away from my baby. And it was sad. It was fucking me up, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't want her to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You feel me? Just because of my bullshit. So it's like, it was time where me and my baby mom was to get into it because I didn't want to pick her up. And it's only because I was trying to save her. You feel me? And it was just like I mean, from where I'm from, we the most hated. You know what I'm saying? Nobody fuck with us. Nobody like us. You know what I'm saying? So I know that it was too dangerous for her. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, nigga, I had to tell her, like, I don't want her around it, not until I get up out of here. You feel me? So it was just bad, you know?
Definitely. So, okay, talk about your very young upbringing. Like, what your environment was like growing up? Were both of your parents around?
Well, we was poor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We was poor. We was struggling. My mom and I, we was living from place to place.
Are there a lot of people in San Bernardino that have a lot of money, though? Because my impression was that it looked like it was kind of overall not. Is there a rich part of town?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a good in every area.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a good, but it's not actually San Bernardino. I mean, the North End is probably the best you're going to get out of that shit. And that shit bad over there, too, because you got the people run to the North End, too. So it's like when the stuff start happening, when they run up there, that's when stuff start happening up there. But as far as if you say, like, Highland, that's like, it's not San Bernardino, but it's close to San Bernardino. I guess you could say that's the best part of it.
Mm.
But other than that, man, it's poverty. Our downtown is not, I mean, it's no good in it. It's right. No good. It's like, it's either police stations or just ran down. No, just nobody lived there, vacant, all type of shit. It's bad, bro. We don't have nothing. That's the part of San Bernardino. That's like, so what's so bad about San Bernardino? Cause people feel like we don't have nothing to like live for because like we lobsters in the box. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just stuck in there. And what made me realize that was the fact that when I started traveling, you know what I'm saying? I started looking at the life different. Like, bro, it's other shit up out here than just San Bernardino. Like, I ain't never been nowhere outside San Bernardino. So I had that San Bernardino mind state. So
I feel like every real gangster rapper that I interview has that story about how there was like a moment where it was like, oh shit, there's a lot more to life than just being on my block.
Yeah, facts.
And that
facts.
Is like the eye-opening experience. Some people choose to learn from that, and some people just ignore
it. Some people ignore it, but I'm not going to do that. Right. I want to win, bro, and I want my homies, my true homies, I want them to win with me. I got to take them with me, you know what I'm saying? But I always tell them, like, niggas, other things in life I had to experience just from going to New York. Like, I took advantage of, like, my labels. Not my label, but record labels that was trying to sign me. I could have been like, nah, but I'm the type of dude that's going to be like, man, I'm about to use this to my advantage. Like, I'm about to go out there.
I would take the fucking hotel room.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? On my mom, I'm about to go take this. And I experienced that, and I start seeing different environment, different people, different everything. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, San Bernardino we don't have that. I mean, you have to live there. You have to go there to understand. I could tell you where I wanted. I could tell you everything, but to live it is different. You feel me?
I mean, even driving around for a little while, I know it, there's a shitload of cities in America that are like this, where maybe they were thriving and they had a lot of business going on 50 years ago or 30 or 40 years ago. And then at some point that kind of runs out. All these businesses run overseas, or I don't know exactly what San Bernardino's economic collision was there. But then you end up with all these people that live there and all these kids, and they got nothing, no opportunities.
None.
Like, that's the one thing you say about New York. You're a kid who grows up in New York. You see everywhere that there's an opportunity and that it's so goddamn expensive that you can't even fucking think about living there unless you really start hustling, you know?
Exactly. You got to go out there and get it. In New York, in San Bernardino, we got homeless people out there. Man, bro, I can't even explain. Like, I'm the type of dude, like, once you start experiencing things and you come back into the bullshit, like, it makes you depressed. Like, I was depressed in that month, like, but I can't leave it. I keep coming back to it. You feel me? Like, I got my people out there, got my homies out there. I try to stay away from it as much as I can, but it's like when you're so used to that, you go back to it. But I can't live there. I can't live there. You know what I'm saying? It's too much stuff there. You feel me? So,
right.
I
feel it. So, when you were walking around in New York and shit, though, did you feel kind of like a freedom that you are not used to, because you're always used to having to watch your ass, and you're always like, you know, like in New York, it's like you're just kind of anonymous. People aren't really worried about you and shit like that.
Yeah, it's different out there. Like, nobody knew me, and I was happy.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you, bro. Like, cause you know, growing up in the gangs and stuff like that, when people, they might be fans, but when they come up to you automatically on defense, like, who is you? Like, I know so many times that I was like that on fans and they didn't mean no harm, but for me being in my environment and knowing what people want to do to me and this and that, it made my mind say, like, I can't trust nobody. And I'm still like that. I don't trust none, bro. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? But being in New York, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's cold as hell. Like, it's hella cold, dude.
Yeah.
It's a different type of weather out there. It was so cold, I had to go inside the stores because the stores were warm. I just sit there and watch outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? I stay out here, but it's different. You know, it's a good, I ain't everything that I seen on TV about New York was true. The swamp. I mean, you know, the sewers, how the smoke. All that is true. Like that stuff right there. Yeah. Stuff like that amazed me because I ain't never seen that.
You know, just being surrounded by all these massive fucking buildings can't see shit. No matter which way you look, you can only look straight up.
Yeah, like LA was the only close thing to New York. I could say that I've probably been as far as like big buildings. We have buildings out there in San Bernardino, but they're ran down. It's so dead out there. If you ain't killing nobody, you in jail. Like, or you just ain't doing nothing. It's so hard to make it because nobody pay attention to us. So it was hard for me to make it to where I'm at. It's not, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm progressing. You feel what I'm saying? So it's a good thing, you know.
Do you feel like you had much of a childhood, or at what point did it kind of transition from childhood to adulthood?
I feel like that when my mama was going through her things, like you had, like we had no choice but to go out there and get things, you know what I'm saying? Make it for her. And like, I don't know, like we had a childhood. And like, of course, me and my older brother really had a childhood. My younger brother and my sister, I can't really say that they did, because by the time they were a certain age, my mom was like, wasn't who she used to be. You feel me? She was already damn near dying and type shit. But
from drugs, I'm assuming?
Nah, hell no. My mom didn't do no damn drugs.
Okay.
But
apologies.
Nah, you good, bro. But nah, damn, you got, that's the first thing you think of? Like,
I mean, there's probably a lot of people strung out on drugs out there, I'm assuming.
Nah, my mom ain't, hell no. Okay. But she had, what happened was back in the day, like in the 90s, cause my mom was one of those, you know, but she just felt like things was going on with her life, so she tried to commit suicide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she shot herself with a 22. What happened was the bullet ricocheted and hit damn near every organ in her body, but she survived, you know what I'm saying? And she ended up catching kidney disease for 20-some years. She had it, you couldn't tell, because she was so beautiful. She was healthy until, like, the last four years of her life, you know what I'm saying? That's when she started, other complications started coming. She started catching, like, flesh-eating disease, but I blame it on San Bernardino, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Because San Bernardino don't give a fuck about it. I'm telling you, like, San Bernardino fucked up. Like, they don't care about none of their people out there. So every time my mom used to go to that hospital, she'll come out crying or whatever the case may be, and saying that they were doing this to her, woo-woo, like, shit like that. But she never wanted to sue them. She never wanted to do this, never wanted, you know, but she ended up dying from, like, pneumonia. Pneumonia caught on to her. That was one of the causes of death, pneumonia and kidney disease. When she had kidney disease, my cousin gave her a kidney, but the doctor wouldn't give her no more medicine for the kidney, and it failed. Really? And after it failed, that's when she started. Well, she's always on dialysis she's on dialysis probably like 8 years.
Uh-huh.
But she was doing good with it. It was keeping her alive. But that ended up failing because the doctor wouldn't give her damn pills, and she ended up dying.
Wow.
At the end, she ended up dying. I knew that she caught pneumonia because I told her, because she was coughing inside the damn room. And I told her, like, mom, like, you got to go to the hospital. That don't sound like no regular damn cough. It sound like pneumonia.
Right.
She didn't want to go because of the shit she was dealing with in the hospital. But I'm telling her, like, man, I don't have the equipment. We don't have the equipment here. You know what I'm saying? So if anything, you could go to a different hospital. And she did. She went to a different hospital. It was the hospital that her grandma died at, that she used to call mama. And when she went there, they diagnosed her with pneumonia. And she died probably like a few weeks later.
Damn.
Yeah. It's you know, it's life, bro. And that's one thing about me, bro, is that I learned that life goes on, bro. That was my biggest fear, but after that I had to realize that life goes on.
Losing your mom is your biggest fear.
Yeah, that was my biggest fear.
So how did you begin to sort of work through that and get used to dealing with that?
Shit, I guess time, bro. Like, I wrote in my music. I didn't even cope with it deep. Like, I didn't cope with it like I wanted to. You feel me? Because me and my pops was getting into it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when emotions is in the air, heads start colliding. Me and my pops getting into it. I ended up getting kicked out, moved in with my baby mom. We ended up getting into it, whatever the case that may be. And for months, I was broke, bro. Like, I'm on my mama, because I was broke. I bought me a new car after my mom passed. I bought me another car. I didn't have nowhere to live, so all my shit was in there. From studio stuff, clothes, drawers, every pair of shoe I ever had was there. I had the car for probably like 3 weeks and niggas stole it. Oof. With all my shit in there, and I was walking around barefooted. My auntie came and I had a little help here and there. They came and bought me a little thing, went to DD's. That's how bad it was, bro. Like, I didn't have shit. And my mind was so gone. Like, I didn't even give a fuck. Like, nigga, like, it was either, you know, I didn't care, bro. You know what I'm saying? I believe that that's part of a reason why I was a crash dummy too. You feel me? But it was a lot of things going on in my life, just period. You know what I'm saying? So
you feel like around that time, well, how old were you when you lost your mom though?
My mom died. I was like 8 years ago. I think like 1920.
Okay.
Yeah, like 1920.
So
you're
going through the pain of losing your mother, but then at the same time you're having to survive and getting your car took. Like, you're painting the picture of just how fucking difficult it was for you to even be able to keep it going at that
man,
point.
I had to. Mm. I had to. You know what I'm saying? I had no choice. I always had a strong mind. You feel me? I can't let. And like I said, that's what made me realize that, nigga, is you gotta live, dude. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you, number one, I don't have the heart for no suicide shit. I don't have the heart. I had the heart to live, though. You feel me? But I ain't got the heart to just die like that. Cause so, you know, it was like, if for me, I just had to stay strong minded. Mm. When my mom passed, bro, no lie, I was recording a song. I forgot what song it was. I think it was called Fakes. I think that's one of them. I was recording that. My mom died. And everybody outside kicking it, you know, everybody grieved different. And mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. I'm in there trying to record shit, and I'm crying every time. Every time I touch the mic, I'm crying, just crying, crying, crying. My pops came in there and told me, like, nigga, you got to do it, bro. You have to. He's like, nigga, you got to just let her live through you. And I took that shit deeply, and that's why everything I do to keep me out of trouble, to keep me out of jail, to keep me from being killed, you know what I'm saying? I try to move different. I be smart. I use the intelligence from the streets life my dad taught me and intelligence of everything else my mom taught me. And I just combine that. You feel me? I combine it, and it makes me an intelligent dude. You feel me? To have both best of both worlds. So that's why I do, man. Like, I'm trying to move smarter than the next. Mm. You feel me? I'm trying to be 10 toes, 20 feet. You're all that ahead of the next, dude. You feel me?
Definitely. Because, I mean, when you think about what your mom would have wanted for you, when you say you were a crash test dummy at one point, I mean, that's probably the worst case scenario from her perspective, is for you to throw your life away for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. It's crazy, bro, but it's life, bro. Ain't nothing we could do about it. But live, dude. Time can heal, but you can't heal all the way. But you know how to function normally. I know how to function normally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As time goes. So it don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, my baby was born on Mother's Day, too, a year after her. So it was like, I'm happy. I got my baby. You know what I'm saying? So that's my escape. You know what I'm saying? That's my inspiration. Besides my mistakes, that's my inspiration.
I feel that. Because, I mean, yeah, like, there's a certain way that you can live where you know, are taking too many risks and you're taking too many chances and you're just sort of living like you don't give a fuck about yourself. And then once you have a kid, it really forces, like, even the most gangster, crazy-ass motherfucker to really look at their life and say, even if I'm willing to take this risk, do I want to take that risk of my kid not having me around? Mm-hmm. And that's just fundamentally, I think that changes a lot of people.
It does, but some niggas don't change for me.
That's true. I see a lot of people not changing,
dude,
at all.
It's some niggas that don't change for me. But the thing about me is that I care about mine. Some dudes don't care about their kids like I do. Mm. I'm willing to change for mine. Are you willing to change for yours? That's your own preference, not me, because I'm going to change for mine. You know what I'm saying? Because, number one, I can't just go on life looking at my baby knowing I'm doing wrong and I can't, you know what I'm saying? Or just knowing I'm putting her in bullshit and she's so innocent, don't know what's going on. You feel me? So it was like, I'm not going to ever do that. If I could move my baby, it's not about me no more. I had to learn that by myself. Like, it's not about me. It's all about her. So the way I move is going to reflect on her too. So it's like, I can't do it. You feel me? So it's, I don't know. Everybody different. That's why I got to be different. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm different. I don't move like the next.
But to be honest, I mean, dudes making babies and then not taking care of them, not sticking around, not trying to be involved in their lives, it's like one of the biggest plagues upon society right now is how normal that shit is to people, you know?
You a buster if you do that. I can't respect you as a gangster.
You're acting like you're, like, very out of the ordinary because that's... important to you. I mean, that should be the default for everybody.
That's supposed to be. If you ain't got nothing else to change for her. Mm. Like I said, it's change for your kids, bro. I love mine. Some dudes don't care. I can't even see how you can have a baby and not be there for her. Mm. Every day I come home or whatever the case, when I see my daughter, even when I'm away from her, I think about her. So how can you not think about your own? You feel me? So it's like, I think it's unfair for anybody to just abandon their kids, you know what I'm saying, when they didn't ask to be here. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I only can imagine what it's like to not have your parents. Mm. You feel me? I experienced mines. I experienced a mommy and daddy. You feel me? Some people ain't even had that. Mm. So I ain't gonna say I took mine for granted. You know, we just being kids, you always fuck up. You feel me? But you don't realize what you got until it's gone. You probably think you realize it, but you don't realize it as much as you think you do. You feel me? Until it's gone, you be like, damn, it hurts. You feel me? So I know if I, God forbid, you know what I'm saying, it almost happened, but if something happened to me, it's gonna hurt my baby because I'm all she know besides her mama and her other side of the family. You feel me? So I can't let that happen. I'm gonna move smart. I don't care what anybody say about me. You feel me? And they're gonna keep that away from me though. You 100%, feel me?
Yeah. So okay, when you were growing up though, would you say you got introduced to like the streets and what was like? You know, there's a lot of different types of ways that people sort of get introduced to gangs. Like, what was it that drew you to it?
Well, I was raised around it. Mm. I was raised around my dad. I was raised around it. You see what I'm saying? So I already was introduced to it. You feel me? From a kid being in the hood, my dad always, I'm always over there with him, under him, and shit like that. So it's like, you can't even with parents of kids that don't even know anything about gang banging, but you gotta think, you could keep your kids away from shit as much as you can, but you gotta think that they go to school. Mm-hmm. So when they go to school, that shit is still there from other people.
Right.
You feel me? So it's like, it's gonna be there. It's like, you just gotta have a strong state of mind. You could be a gang banger, but move smart. You feel me? There's a difference from a gang banger and a gang member, you know what I'm saying? So, but just move smart. Don't move like a next.
But was your dad trying to keep you away from the more dangerous aspects of it?
He was young too. You feel me? He tried to keep us away, but how can you keep us away? He didn't keep us away too much, but because I'm always over there. You know what I'm saying? But my mom was always the one to keeping us away. Sometimes I still go over there. My dad did try to keep us away, but we already seen it. It's too late.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We want to be like daddy. You feel me? So it's like, there's only so much you can do. You feel me? But like my younger brother, he ain't never really, experienced what me and my older brother did. You feel me? As far as living around that time when my dad was really active. So it's like, he was a good person though. He still is.
But so your little brother like kind of missed out on all that because your dad was sort of out of that lifestyle.
Yeah,
by
after that
point. He
got out of it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He got out of it. You know what I'm saying? And he did it for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and plus, facts is, like, the hood don't love you as much as your family do, bro. Mm. At the end of the day. And that's facts, bro. There's only so much, like, you have your certain homies that really do love you, but most of them, like, a lot of time, the hood don't love you. The streets don't love you.
Mm.
I had to realize that. The streets don't love you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you get a taste of it. When you get a taste, hopefully it's not too late for you to learn from it.
Right.
You feel me?
But a lot of people don't even have a family. So then once they get a little bit of that gang experience, that's
their
everything because that's what they've been looking for their whole
family.
Life.
Yeah,
you know?
That's their family. I mean, you got to be strong-minded. Mm. If you ain't strong-minded, you weak-minded. So it's like, I don't know. Everybody's different, bro. Like, I don't know. You know, so...
So, okay. But I imagine there's one thing, which is like wanting to be part of the gang, but then there's a whole nother thing once it becomes there's opposition, there's people that you're basically in the gang because it's going to protect you against these other people and stuff. When does that start to take formation in your mind, and was that always like a constant issue with you in San Bernardino? I feel like a lot of people don't have shit to do but beef. That's my assumption.
If it comes to me, it comes to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't never ask for help, but the homies got me. You feel me? So it's like, I don't know. Like, some people do it for the fame. Some people do it just because they doing it. They don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it don't protect you. It don't protect you as much as you think you do. It fucks your life up.
Mm.
You feel me? It makes you a target. It makes you all type of things where you basically limit your life. You know what I'm saying? Gangbanging limits your life, homie. Mm. It really does. So it's like, you either, if you ain't a gangbanger, don't do it. Mm. Honest truth, don't do it. Like, that's like it's not my destiny. I'm not gonna make it my destiny.
You look at like grown ass men who become rappers and then they start talking all this crazy shit as like the weirdest thing ever because you were sort of born into it.
Yeah, I was raised into it, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna ever tell nobody the wrong thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't want nobody to tell me the wrong thing to do. That's why I got some big homies that be in my ears about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to, like, rapping and me being successful, they stay in my ear. You know what I'm saying? Especially because it's good for the hood, too, and it's good for me. They want me to win. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to – ain't nobody – nobody like us, you feel me, at the end of the day. So I just stay up out of this shit.
I feel it. So – were you getting in trouble a lot, like, all through high school and after that?
I was getting suspended and shit, but I wasn't, like, I had to, like, I was fucking up badly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was almost not graduating at all, bro, like, at all. Like, I was fucking up, ditching, you know what I'm saying, getting into fights until one day, my last, I ain't gonna lie, my dad did whoop my ass. Really? Whoop my ass, yeah. My mama, he whooped my ass because he told me straight up, he had to talk with me, like, nigga, you made it this far and you fucking up. You know what I'm saying? And that shit made me grasp on shit too. Like, damn, I made it this far. That's why I think the way I think now.
Mm.
Even being in dumb fucking positions, and I made it this far, I can't turn back. I'm already at the finish line. You feel me? I'm damn near there. So I can't turn back and throw all my shit away from a buster. You feel me? Mm. So it's like, I don't know. I just move wise, bro. I have to.
Right.
I have to. I gotta be smarter than the next man.
But when did that start to make sense to you? Like, oh, like, I actually have something to lose. Like, I can't just, you know, because you're talking about your dad beating your ass, even just about you not finishing high school, right? Or, like, not doing well in school.
I mean, when I really felt like I had a lot to lose is when I started making it in the rap, you know what I'm saying? And I started finally getting the recognition. And then it was just... like, that's a lot to lose, bro. Just having that type of platform. Me, look where I'm sitting. You feel me? I'm sitting with Adam. So it's like, that right there really made it seem like, okay, then you got a lot to lose for show, for show.
That's the one thing that everybody in every neighborhood is trying to, not everybody, but there's always some people trying to become rappers, and we all know it's like a 99.8 failure rate.
Oh, hell yeah. It's hard. Know? But yeah. It's only hard if you make it hard. Mm. If you give up, I mean, like I tell people, don't nobody believe in you like you believe in you. Mm. You feel me? You got to make your dream a reality. A dream is only a dream if you keep it a dream.
Right.
You feel me? I'm making mine happen. I have to. Now, I might not be where I'm at, but everybody know who I am.
Definitely.
That's facts.
Were you influenced by anybody that you had seen, or who made you feel like you could actually get started rapping?
Well, I started rapping in 12th grade. My auntie put me on, but what happened was we had to make a song about smoking in junior high school. I was in 6th grade. And I was like, well, shit, I'm going to try to do it. And my auntie helped me because she was a rapper. She's one of those tongue twisting. So she started writing, helping me out, and then I started going from there. You feel me? I'm influenced by a lot of rappers. I'm influenced, you know, I'm inspired by fucking Snoop, Pac. Pac, one of my favorite rappers. He's my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? That's really Ice Cube, all the West Coast, really. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's all love, bro.
Why do you think you're always drawn to that side of shit? Like, that's one thing that stands out about you in particular is that you clearly have this great reverence for the old school sounds and style of the music. Like, that's what I grew up on. Like, literally, Doggy Style was my first rap album that I gave a fuck about, and I was like 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, that like G-Funk sound was, what the fuck is this? This is the greatest thing I ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was so little that I'm sure it had that effect on you and a lot of other people too.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm raised around that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And me being raised and listening to like Snoop, Pac, my pops, you know, listen to all the old school stuff. I listen to all, even when females sing, I listen to all type of You know what I'm saying? Old school stuff. And I just got it in my heart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And me being dressed how I am, my pops used to always dress me like this, and I just took it and kept it. Mm. I stuck to the roots, and I still stand to the roots. I might be, it might be like a little 2000, but I'm still in the roots. You feel me? Ain't nobody doing it like me. Mm. And that's facts.
I like it. Because it's like, you know, there's a lot of people who just reject what their parents put them onto. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's dope to see you very much like appreciating the tradition and the style at that time. You know?
And I can't get away from it. I'll be trying to get away from this shit. I can't get away from it, bro. Because I don't, like, even with like all this fashion, designer shit, I could go get all that. Right. But it's not me. I'll be lying to myself trying to fit in with the next. It's not me. That's not me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. You know, but I stuck to the roots.
Mm.
You know?
I respect it. So, okay, your aunt put you on to making music, and then how did you start proceeding with it? Like, who was influencing you at that point?
Yeah, just me.
Yeah.
My emotions, what I was going through, writing shit. I just stuck to it. You know what I'm saying? I just stuck to it. It to me, it's an escape from everything, bro. When you able to, it's like a diary, bro. If you able to write down keep your sanity, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When you able to write down, jot down everything. If you listen to my music, a lot of that stuff is like facts, like it's shit that I'm going through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't write it down, I might end up in jail. If I don't have nobody talking to me and putting shit in my ear and give me the right, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna end up dead or in jail, bro. So to me, that's the only way to do it. You feel me? So
yeah, I respect it. How'd you end up like getting beats or even getting in a real studio and making music for real? Because it's one thing to just be rapping with the mm-hmm. homies or have a little mm-hmm. studio in the crib or whatever, but how'd you actually start taking it serious?
Well, I started with my homie, I Stay Live. That's his that was my producer when we was in high school. He was my close homie first. We started making stuff together in the garage and stuff. We end up growing up and stuff, and after that, I started taking shit from like YouTube. Mm. You feel me? Taking beats and shit like that, and then I end up taking one of Ace's beats, and Ace started really fucking with me. And then I don't know if he tapped in with me or I tapped in with him. One of them. It was so long ago, and he told me to come to the studio. And every day I go, not every day, but when I can, I go there. If I can't go there, I go to the homie Sav. Sav did the studio, so that's how I've been. You know, to me, it don't matter if you're at home making music. It's not what just how you do it. You feel me? It's not what you do. It's how you do it. You know, so they ain't not real studio, they home studios. Mm.
But I think that's a big part of why people were so into what they were seeing from you, is that the videos looked really good, the music sounded really good. It's from a place that we're not really like used to seeing mm-hmm. like a real dope depiction of what's going on there. You know, like in LA, we've seen a fucking million videos from Compton.
Facts,
we're used to seeing it. San Bernardino, I'd never seen it because I've been there, driven through there and stuff. But I when I first saw your videos, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this is actually what the fuck is going mm-hmm. down there. All right.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful thing, though.
Right. How'd you start finding, like, a video guy? How'd you start, like, putting shit on YouTube and, like, doing crazy numbers and shit?
Well, honestly, all right, it started, I'm going to go, me and my little brother and my cousins, we had started our own little thing, but it didn't work, but we kept it going. We recorded off an iPhone, bro. Uh-huh. It started with me recording off an iPhone, because I always wanted to be my own entrepreneur. I wanted to mix my stuff, do my own videos. So we did a song called Into Something a long time ago. We did a few songs, videos, off an iPhone, and we put it on Final Cut Pro. And I start editing. It's bull crap, but you know, I was at the first stage of my life of doing my own videos. Then one day, my little cousin, this was probably like 2 years ago when I first started booming, my little cousin had shot with Voice Too Hard
uh-huh.
in their little hood, you know what I'm saying? And I hit him, I was like, who your video man? Cause he hard as hell, like what the hell? He like, man, it's the homie Voice, tap in with him. And I tapped in with Voice, been history ever since. Every time we throw shit out, it's we make sure it's movies, not no just regular ass clip. You feel right. me? It gotta make sense and it gotta look popping. Voice won't let me fuck up. Mm-hmm. If I tell him some bullshit, he gonna, you know what I'm saying? He gonna be in my ass. Like, nah, bro, we ain't about to do that. We trying to hit a million. Like,
right.
You know, but I mean, some don't, some do. But
what's your mentality about it, though? Because, like, you know, you could just do videos these days super easy, just post up outside the house, film it. It could even look really good, but, like, mm-hmm. also, I feel like a lot of your shit is like you'll have the whole neighborhood out. You'll have a whole shitload of people coming out on the block, which is just for the people watching the video. That's like really makes them feel like they're there to see how people are really living out there.
Bang Minds for sure. That was the one. Bang Minds, I put all my homies on because, like I said, I want to see my niggas win. You know what I'm saying? So that one right there, everybody gravitated to. But before that one, We Different was the one that popped. That popped. I didn't think it was going to pop. To be honest, I didn't think. Voice, the one, was already saying, like, this is going to hit 2 million. You know what I'm saying? It hit, like, 2 million in what, like, a week? I think it was 2 million or 3 million a week, and it's been going from there. I didn't think it was going to pop, you know, but I think it's more of me giving them, like you said, like, me giving them that feeling that, they're there, living back in the past. Some people ain't never had that experience, but I think that's what it is, too. But Bang Minds was, for sure, I think, one of the best hood songs out. Videos, because I put, like 6 dudes on there, 6, 8, and it's like 8 minutes, and everybody on there got bars, you know what I'm saying? So that pop, you know.
And so were those all, like, your close friends? Or?
Yeah, them was close homies, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So, okay, as your career's catching fire, though, and, like, things are really starting to look up and up, do you start getting negative attention? Like, obviously, there was the situation where you got jumped at one point, but did you start feeling, like, the hate and the sort of envy, like, right away?
Hell yeah. What? Mm. You could feel it. You could see it. You know, sometimes you can't see it, but you could feel it. Or you might mistake it. But I'm so much of a I don't trust you type of nigga, like, I'm going to automatically feel it. But I got hate shit. You know what I'm saying? But who don't? When you popping, that's what happens. You know, a hater only expands you. That's how I feel. That's how I take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people, a hater believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they feel that you're going to make it. They know it. They know it before you.
Was there a moment for you where you realized, like, oh, shit, like, me going to get a fucking burger at night is not like it used to be 6
what?
Months ago?
Hell,
you know?
Yeah. I don't even look. I wasn't even going places, certain places, because I knew I'm not hard to miss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's, like, even when I be having my mask on, I cover up my neck.
It's still you.
I got fans coming up to me. Hey, you doggy style. Woo.
Right.
Like, shit. Like, damn. Nah, that ain't me. That's the little homie. I'll point at my little homie. Like, cuz, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, but no. Nah, it was, it's been a few times, even with me going into situations and an enemy or whatever, you spot me. Now it's like, now it's some bullshit. You feel me? So it's like, it's not safe, because, like, me being a popping artist and then being from San Bernardino, where it's hella poverty and bad and violence, it made me super target. Like, I got a big G on my back right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with it. I'm 10 toes in with it, you know what I'm saying? But it's, like, it's a dangerous thing to be a rapper and a gang member, you know what I'm saying, and still living in the ghetto. That doesn't mix.
It's not a good combo.
It don't make you now. I feel like everybody my enemy.
Right.
I can't trust nobody. I can't trust you. You might be a fan, but how do I know that?
And when I think of somebody like Kodak Black, who he still lives, like, basically in the, you know, like, relatively close to the hood that he grew up in and shit, but he's so fucking rich that you can just have, like, a big mob of security outside your crib and shit. And that's, like, it's totally different when you're somebody like you who's just starting to really taste fame and money off YouTube and all this shit, you know?
It's dangerous, though, when you do that. Like, I had that. Right. I had my homies. That's all that I needed. I ain't need no security. Them my niggas, you know what I'm saying? But at that, too, like, that's another dangerous thing, because I wasn't thinking, because, like, when you bring the homies and it's not nothing towards them. It's just that, because they used to it, when niggas come to your house, they make that a kicking spot. And when they make it a kicking spot, it become a hot spot. Now niggas know where you at. And, like, niggas didn't know where I was already from my videos. I was, like I said, a crash dummy.
So from the beginning, that you consider that crash dummy behavior, filming videos in front of my shit
because I didn't give a fuck. Like, nigga, come over here. All right, we already prepared for it type shit. You feel me? But you always slip. Everybody slip. If niggas didn't slip, the hardest nigga would be alive right now. You feel me? Your homie would be alive right now. But it was just like, shit became a hot spot, and it wasn't their fault. It was they just doing what they love to do. Make sure the homies are good, kick it with the homies. You know what I'm saying? But it became something dangerous. You feel me?
I don't feel like I ever seen anybody ask you about Nipsey in an interview. Was he somebody who inspired you a lot? And what did you think?
Yes, he really did.
Yeah.
Yes, Nip really did inspire me. Mm. He's a big inspiration too. You know what I'm saying? The way he moved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sad that he had to go this way.
Yeah.
You feel me? But that's what happened when you can't. People need to stop thinking or trying to like prove a point to niggas. That's the part. That's why I can't stand about these new niggas, these new rappers. Like, oh, and I ain't gotta go nowhere with no security. All right, cuz put your life to test all you want. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can't move like that. Stop trying to prove niggas wrong, cuz that's where you fuck up at.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like me, if I can afford the security, nigga, I'm getting it. The fuck, I don't care what niggas feel about me, nigga. I'm protecting my life because number one, I can't defend myself behind a million motherfuckers that want to kill me.
Right.
You feel me? So it's either you be smart about it or you go out the dumb way.
Right.
You feel me? I'm not going out no dummy because like I almost did. You know what I'm saying?
And there's two ways to get caught too, because it's like you're either gonna get caught lacking, like if you stay sort of too close to your environment, or the cops are gonna run up in your spot and there's gonna be 50 guns and then you're gonna get caught up like that. You know?
You want to move wise, man. Mm. Like I tell niggas, you can have an AK on you. Your back is always turned towards somebody.
Mm.
It don't matter how big your gun is, bro. It's how big your fucking mind is, bro. Mm. If your mind ain't big, you gonna always lose. You gonna lose. You feel me? So I'll be telling you gotta move smarter than the next.
Mm.
You feel me? So
for sure. When you were young, growing up in San Bernardino, did you come to LA much? Was that like
hell no?
No, never.
Hell no.
Really?
Never. I didn't start coming to LA until I started driving.
Really?
Yes, and that's probably. I started coming to LA really probably like a year ago.
Okay.
I wasn't like, I don't come to LA like that because I don't know LA. Mm. I be feeling like I'm out of bounds. I am out of bounds. You know what I'm saying? I don't know their politics. I don't know who they beef with. I could be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, I've been to me being with like a female, if they bring me to some bullshit, I'm like, hell no, I ain't getting out. Like, they used to have me try to tell me to pump gas.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? You pump the gas. Nigga, I ain't about to go pump the gas. I don't even know where I'm at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all telling me I'm in the Hoovers. What the hell? I'm not pumping gas. I'm from San Bernardino.
Right.
I don't know your politics. You feel me? So it's like
you're in a Hoover neighborhood wearing that. They might have some questions.
On my mama, I'm still from San Bernardino, though.
Right. Yeah. I mean, LA is like the ultimate place where, you know, when people ask you where you're from, if your answer ain't really, really simple and satisfactory to that person, is a big fucking issue. And I can't even imagine when saying from San Bernardino, that's got to be like, oh man, we got so many questions to ask you now.
Yeah. Some, you know, it's all love though. You know, I got love for LA. Ain't nothing towards them because they support a nigga.
Mm.
LA really support me, and that's why I fuck with LA.
Because I seen you in Long Beach with DW Flame.
DW,
how was that?
That's my nigga. Because I really fuck with DW. He a solid nigga. I be feeling like when you hate on a nigga that's genuine, because something wrong with you.
Mm.
You feel me? Cause I don't know what that, you know what I'm saying, what his shit is, but he a genuine nigga.
Right.
I fuck with DW, you feel me?
How'd you get in touch with him?
Well, DW reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I was following Cuz first or he was following me. I don't know how it happened, but you know, niggas just hit each other up here and there, and then he's like, Cuz, let's do a song together. And we did a song together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody fucking with it. You feel me? That's my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, he's dope. Because I did the interview with him because I had Trey D hitting me up, telling me about him. And I wasn't fully tapped in. I had seen a little bit of it, but I didn't realize that interview did super good. People loved it. Like, people really, he's just like really, he's a good soul. He's great on camera. People
dude.
Really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't got nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I don't believe what another nigga tell me anyways.
Mm.
You can't tell me some shit that gonna make me believe you, bro. Only let me see it for myself. Mm. You feel me? So.
What about being in Long Beach like that, though? Like, just being in a completely different environment, different neighborhood, and, like, you're just around all these people. I'm sure it was all love, but
was
it a little weird
what?
For you?
It was love. No, it wasn't. Because it was love.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had his homies. I had my homies, and it wasn't no... You know what I'm saying? It was one nigga from his set that I really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Cuz was a solid nigga. He made sure we left there safe.
Right.
He went like cuz my reason the 6-4 on the thing. We was on the 6-4, and if the 4 had the A-on had broke, so we was stuck there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga stayed there until like 11 o'clock. He told us straight up, nigga, we gonna make sure you get out of this motherfucker safe.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? All my niggas were sitting there. I mean, we wasn't slipping, but still, it's the fact that niggas was showing love to us being from San Bernardino. Cause you know, some niggas from LA feel some type of way about San Bernardino, but you know, it is what it is. But we got love for LA. So, but they made, that's why I fuck with D-Dub. You know what I'm saying? Mm. His homies are solid.
Hell yeah. That's dope. Yeah, in terms of just what you feel like you're trying to accomplish, is there anybody else who stands out for you that you would like want to work with at this point? I know you've been trying to tap in with my boy AD, who was apparently so drunk last night that he couldn't make it today.
Yeah, but are you talking about as far as like artists?
Yeah, just like anybody that you're a big fan of that you see
you
doing
it.
You
know who I want to fuck with though, really, besides Snoop? I really think that first I want to fuck with Snoop because number one, everybody already compared me with him.
Oh yeah.
And I think that would be something big, bro, if me and Snoop did some shit. Like, yeah, come on, niggas already say I look like, or they already think I look like. Right. But that'd be hard. YG, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That would be some hard shit. There's a few niggas that I want to tap in with. You know, but me being, I'm prideful, bro. Mm. But in this rap game, you can't be like that. You can't be like, you got to know how to network. And that was my problem. Like, if you pay attention to how I move, bro, I don't have no features. Mm. It's all me because I feel like, nigga, I'd rather get it out the mud. I tell my homies, I tell everybody, like, when in a rap game, I feel like it's important for you to build your own resume and build love within your fans. Because when people do features, there's people that do thousands of features, bro, and they shit is trash.
It's super obvious. Yeah. That's not a real thing.
Yeah,
it's
like, come on, bro. Like, you don't feel like you can make it on your own without features. So I want to build my own. I wanted to build my own fan base, which I did. Almost 100,000 by myself. No manager, no co-sign, no nothing. Just me. You know what I'm saying? And I built love within my fans, bro. So if you pay attention to a lot of people, like, back in the day, like, most niggas fell off without that main dude. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Snoop. Snoop's still cracking. The nigga is he's an entrepreneur, bro. Look at Ice Cube. Cause like everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because they built love within they fans and within their own music by themselves first.
The crazy thing about Snoop is that none of these kids now even remember that he was a gangster rapper. Mm-hmm. It's like he's a grown-ass pimp or whatever superstar,
his identity is now.
You know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you want to teach your kids a different side of you. Mm. You know, you don't want to show them that side.
Definitely. So when you picked your rap name, what was your mentality? was the number one concern not like, damn, people are going to think, compare me to Snoop too much?
Look, you, to be honest on everything I love, geez, that my name didn't come from Snoop's album. I didn't even know Snoop had an album named Doggy Style people put that in my head. And I'm a fan of Cub, but I never looked at his albums. I was always, you know, listening to his music. And my name wasn't, Doggy Style wasn't supposed to be my rap name. That was an Instagram name.
Oh, okay.
But since people was calling me that, I ran with it with a rap name.
Right.
So that's how that came built on it, because I feel like I was a dog, bro. Like, and that doesn't mean by just female type shit. It can mean whatever you wanted to mean. But it was like the anger I had in me, bro. Like, when you a dog, you don't think. You know, most dogs don't think when they act. You know, when they react to things. Like I brought it up a few times in the interview that if you pay attention, like, there's a picture of a dog and he jumping off a cliff to get a bird, but he ain't thinking, seeing what's going up under him. You know what I'm saying? But his anger is so built on trying to get that bird that he might, you know, go to his own death because of that. You feel me? So that's how I feel like I was moving, bro. Like a fucking crash, you know what I mean? But when people compare me to Snoop, I just soak it in. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's to me, that's a compliment.
Right.
Cuz is a legend. You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. He still is relevant. Like a motherfucker.
Very.
You know?
And he's really got like the life that I think kind of all of us want to build for ourselves, where, you know, he's really able to just be posted up in this fucking compound doing whatever the fuck he wants every day. It's kind of like the ultimate dream for anybody. And just the fact that he's been able to stay cool and relevant for all these years. I was watching TV the other day. I ain't never watched TV. And he's fucking, I'm seeing him in all these commercials and shit where he's just doing different roles. I'm like, bro, this dude is making so much money.
He's doing his thing, man. He a made nigga.
Mm.
He a made nigga. He built love within everybody. So everybody knows Snoop.
When I was listening to your most recent EP today, that's one thing that stood out to me, though, is that for somebody who, you know, most of your big songs on YouTube and shit are like real gangster type songs, you definitely got a lot to say to the women out there.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a soft side a little bit, right? Yeah.
What?
Now, what?
Come on, bro. Why do I do this? You know what I'm saying? I love it with me. Oh, my mama, I do. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'll be saying good things and bad things.
Right.
I'm going off of experience. Like I said, some of this shit, a lot of that, my music is real shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Off of experience or just seeing other people go through things. And, you know, I mean.
Are those two very different mentalities for you, though, when you're making a song about the streets versus a song about girl?
I don't know. Most likely, sometimes, no, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you got to, I mean, has to be, don't it? Like, you got to think differently when you writing something about a female.
But when you pop up in the studio, is it just all based on mood? How are you feeling at that moment?
It depends on the beat. I know the mood of the beat. Mm. So if my homie Ace play a beat, I know how I'm going to come on there. Mm. Okay, I'm going to do this for the women. I know how to do this. Woo-woo. Oh, this, I'm going to talk my shit in this about the niggas. Woo-woo. I know how to approach your beat. Like, if you put a beat on, I know how to go about it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I do it.
Are there any girls left in San Bernardino that are bad enough for you now that you're a successful rapper?
Man,
you don't want to alienate your whole city, but you're telling me that's a bad
man,
question.
Man, I don't fuck with none. I mean... On my mama, jeez, no. hell no, they not all females. I mean, you got bad in every city, but San Diego, them bitches is whooped, girl. Jeez, hell no. But not all of them.
Right.
Some of them are good female. I will never make one female the reason why I treat you. You know what I'm saying? No, I can't do that. But everybody been with everybody. I'm put it like that.
Yeah.
It's like it's a small city. We got the biggest. We the biggest county in the world. We got like 52 cities, but as far as San Bernardino City, it is small. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know everybody. Everybody been with everybody. I don't fuck with them bitches. And not only that, you don't know who they know.
Right.
They can set you up. So I don't really fuck with San Bernardino females. You know what I'm saying?
I was listening to the new I Swear Vezo album, and Rio the Young OG had a verse on it, and he's from Flint, Michigan. And he said on part of the verse, he said, if you got $40, you can fuck every bitch in Flint. And I was like, wow, I ain't never heard somebody say that about their city.
Yeah, hey, coochie whoop, hell no.
There's probably a lot of cities where that's pretty close to true, right?
Yeah, what? San Bernardino's one of them.
$40,
they nasty as hell, dude. They nasty. They'll fuck everybody. Your homie, all type of shit. They don't give a fuck. Nasty.
$40.
Man, come on, I'm not about to. You think I'm about to cuff one of y'all? Nigga, hell no.
Right.
I'll treat you like the way you act. You get treated accordingly.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. So if you ever see those memes where they point out like a rapper's baby mama versus like the girl he's with now?
Mm-hmm.
If they did my that baby to you, mama, how would you feel?
My baby mama bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get along like that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Now we trying to get along, but my baby mama fine as hell.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't fuck with her like that.
Right.
You know, but
what,
we cool.
She's a little too San Bernardino for you?
Nah, girl, jeez. Nah, I won't never put our business out there, but she a good mom. She's a great mom. She's a good person, you know, but we just things got in the way, you know what I'm saying? So I just left it at that and just try to work on just us being, you know, hopefully she do change in the future, but... We right now, we just cool. Like, I'm cooling. I'm chilling. I'm not about to, no, I'm cool off of that.
That's what's up. You're not looking for another baby mama anytime
soon?
Fuck
no. Hell no. What? I'm cool, dude. I'm chilling. I mean, I want another kid, but
right.
You a girl gonna have to work for that. Girl. Like, no, I'm not going to happen. All right, especially with me having a name, you tripping.
Right.
You tripping. Plan B is a motherfucker.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
And condoms is, too, so. Insane.
I keep a what's it called, the NuvaRing. I just keep one of them in the fucking glove
NuvaRing
compartment.
What is
the ring? It's the ring they put in and that stops all the shit. No, because I said the reason why I couldn't get that out is because I said to my homie the other day, I'm like, you gotta wear a condom because you be fucking bitches that live in their cars.
Man.
And he said that's why I keep a NuvaRing in the center console.
What the fuck? Hell no, crazy. I don't do that. Cause I have to. I hate condoms, but you need them. You
right.
Don't know what these bitches walk around with. You know what I'm saying? So you, if they fucking you, they fucking the next nigga too. So I'm cool. Condoms is a motherfucker.
Mm.
You feel me? So.
I ain't had one on in years, but
I heard
they're important.
That's crazy.
I've been in a relationship for 5 years.
Oh, yeah, you've been in a relationship. I thought you was just fucking
raw. But we fuck girls, but we make them get tested first.
Oh, yeah?
And then who knows what the fuck they're doing in between getting tested.
I mean, that's the best thing to do, but you got to make sure they bring paperwork, too.
But they're like porn girls mostly, so they're used to.
You nasty as hell, dude.
Yeah, we are. We are disgusting.
Hell no. I heard them bitches be whooped, too.
The porn girls?
Yeah, what?
They're professionals, bro.
Yeah, nasty yeah. shit. I'm not, hell no.
We got Tiana Trump coming in next week. You want to meet her?
Fuck no.
No?
Hell no. Because that shit don't flatter me.
You're
nigga.
Bougie already, man.
I've been there, done that. I ain't
you're
trying.
Just getting started as a rapper, and you're already too bougie for Tiana Trump. I respect it.
I don't even know who she is. Come jeez. Like, I heard
she's
of her.
She's a legend, bro. You probably know.
Meet her? All right, because well, I guess I'm going to meet her because the homie said yeah, is she yeah, good? Yeah. Okay. Cause, well, I don't know who she
she's
is,
a very
bro. I heard of her.
Influential top giver.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Oh, cool. She sounds cool.
That's what's up.
For sure. All right. So when you think about your career and where you're at right now and everything, what do you feel like you got to do to take it to the next level? Are you looking to sign? Are you feeling like you could just keep blowing your shit up on your own? Well, how do you feel about it?
I mean, if they come at me correctly, I'll sign to somebody. But right now I'm doing me, but this shit hard. Mm. On my mama is hard, dude, because you know I gotta live my life at the same time. I gotta take care of my real life besides just rapping and shit like that, because you know this is still real. I got bills, I still got shit like that. So I invest all my shit into myself, of course. But it's hard because especially I ain't got a manager, I ain't got nobody, bro. I'm doing this shit like literally on my own. But it's good. I mean, can nobody tell me they the reason why I'm where I'm at? You feel me? I made this my own reason why I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I built my own fan. I built everything by myself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes, and it was so crazy, though, me coming out of San Bernardino, that's why I feel like I really am one of those, a nigga. I really feel, because it's hard to make it out of San Bernardino, bro. Mm. Like, besides the violence, I'm just saying, like, in general, like, nobody don't know who the fuck we is. Like, they don't know who we are. You know what I'm saying? When, like I said, when people come out here, they think of L.A. automatically, off tops. This time where I've been in Florida, and they already know I'm from California by the way I dress. And they be like, you from L.A.? I'm like, nigga, I'm from San Bernardino.
But that's what's funny is that say you were to have a giant fucking smash radio hit tomorrow, and it was, you know, the biggest song ever. Motherfuckers are still just going to be like, yeah, he's from L.A.
Yeah,
because it's close enough that it's like the way they're like, if you're from Jersey, people kind of are like, yeah, he's New York. Rapper, you know, yeah, it's right there.
But it's cool. I mean, I just want people to know about San Bernardino. You feel me? I'm not from L.A. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's time for San Bernardino to get me on the map, too. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make it happen. I already been making it happen, bro. Like, people been paying attention to the IE, period. You know, but it's like, it's just more difficult when you ain't really had a person boom before you in your time.
Right.
To put a spotlight on the IE or San Bernardino where people put the eye on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know about San Bernardino. Like, L.A. is known. Everybody, it's so easy for a dude from L.A. to get on before a San Bernardino nigga do. You know what I'm saying? Because of the clout they have from the gangs, from Hollywood and shit like that. They got a lot of clout out here. We don't have that. But I don't blame people, because you land in San Bernardino, what the hell you landing out here for?
Right.
Ain't nothing out there.
You just sparked my memory. I want to read you this. This is probably the most influential or legendary IE shade I ever read in my life. Tyler the Creator, 2019, tweeted, "Wanted to publicly thank my mom for not moving to the Moreno Valley or the IE in 2004 like a lot of people from Los Angeles did, because, man, I would have sucked. Thank you."
You wouldn't have sucked, bro. I mean, you probably would have been.
You definitely would have been a different kind of guy.
You. I don't know what to say about that, bro, but shit, I mean, it's up to you. But San Bernardino, IE ain't. It's not. I love San Bernardino, trust me, but it's not a place you can just easily make it out of, bro. Hell no. He probably would have still been out here, bro. My mama, ain't nobody made it.
Right.
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make sure I make it.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if I die before, God forbid, but niggas gonna know my music for sure. You know? So.
Yeah, man, I respect it. And there ain't nobody, like you said, there's nobody that could say they put you on. There ain't like a big song that people can point to and be like, oh, he's the dude who had the song with so-and-so. You know, just the way you've been building it up very organically, I think it's a beautiful thing.
I appreciate it. For sure. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. But it's, I don't know, I just always wanted to build love within myself and within my fans, because they ain't gonna never turn you. When you have loyal fans, they ain't gonna never turn their back on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, if you just constantly getting featured, ain't saying nothing wrong with it. But nigga, you not believing in your own craft to me. You feel me? Like, build your own, because once you could do a feature with the top artist or whatever, and don't mean your shit gonna pop. It does not mean that. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people doing stuff where a lot of big artists is and they shit, they ain't even crack like theirs because they got their own love. They don't, nobody know who you are. If you make that a goal to let people know who you are by building your own love, making your own music, striving, and you know what I'm saying? Then you're going, then everything going to pop behind that. You know what I'm saying? I branded myself. You feel me? So, and I'm going to keep branding myself. You know?
Yo, I forgot to ask this earlier, but you got shot during COVID, huh?
Yeah, I did. I got shot. Yeah.
How you feeling now? Are you like physically 100%?
Hell yeah, I'm 10 toed, okay. And that shit tickled. My mama.
How many times did you get hit?
I got shot twice.
Okay.
My uncle got killed. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, rest in peace, the Big Slink. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got killed. And some other nigga, somebody they know, he got shot too. So it was bad, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was bad. And that's why I was telling you about as far as me, what wasn't going around my daughter, because the way it happened was too dangerous, because they niggas rode to my house, because like they rode to my house.
This is when you're still in San Bernardino?
Yeah, I was in San Bernardino. I wouldn't listen to niggas. Like I told you, I was being a crash dummy. The homies coming to me telling me, nigga, you got to get up out of here. You bigger than this. Telling me this. Everybody was telling me and I didn't listen. It wasn't that I wasn't really listening, but I'm like, cause I'm not. Like, I can't just up and go.
Until
like,
it happens, until it don't happen. Feel like it's really necessary.
Yes, like, you know? The way it happened was too... My daughter was there at first. I called my baby mama to come get her because my time was up with her as far as it is now, it's, you know. And I was going to leave. My daughter left probably like 40 minutes before them niggas came and shot my shit up.
And they just shot the house up?
No, they shot... I was standing outside.
You were outside,
they was probably like, I'm not going to lie to you. Where I'm sitting, they probably was like from right here to that black thing, that close.
Wow.
And just shot the shit up. Shot it up, bro. And my daughter, little Tory shit was right there, nigga. And after I got popped, my uncle died and shit. He died right there. I watched him die. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get him to stay alive. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling one of the niggas to keep slapping because he's sitting there rubbing him and that nigga submitted to that shit. You feel me? My uncle passed away. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got to the hospital, my daughter not even knowing what's going on. She was asking her mama, like, daddy in the hospital, woo woo. And I just cried to my daughter because I'm like, see, it could have been you. You feel me? That's why niggas. You gotta really when it's gang banging, bro. You gotta really watch who you around, bro, because any nigga could get it.
Wow.
And it sucks, but that's why I don't. If I go somewhere, I don't really, you know. I take my baby where I move now. I'm out of that motherfucker. I be with my baby. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I left that shit. I left everything, cause like you know, but. It's like I wasn't scared for me. I don't give a fuck. If my daughter wasn't here, bro, I'd be a whole different nigga. Mm. You feel me? But since I'm living for her and she didn't understand what was going on, she was so happy to see me. Mm. I just cried like, man, you don't understand. I'm not going to tell you, though, but you don't understand that this shit could have really been you.
Wow.
Just because you love your daddy so much, you want to be around your daddy. And your daddy wasn't even being... smart enough to let you know, or not even let you know, just smart enough to even move before I had. I'm done, bro. Like they said, you take things for granted. You don't know until it happened. That is crazy. It took that for me to finally say fuck living out there.
Mm.
You feel me? But like I said, I care about mine. And I'm glad that it took that. Not that way. Not like I'm just glad it opened my eyes. I'm able to live through it and say some shit because, you know, niggas like to, there been a lot of bullshit behind that shit. Niggas like to spread lying ass rumors and, you know, I my family don't fuck with me because of this shit, you know.
Because of that?
Yes.
Really?
You know, yeah, so there's a lot of shit going on, but, damn. You know, but it's, you know, certain people don't fuck with me because it's bullshit behind it. But I just take it like a man, cause like I know what happened. You feel me? I know what happened. Can't no nigga tell you some shit that he wasn't there to tell you about.
Right.
You feel me? And if you believe a clown, you a clown with him.
You know, what's kind of interesting about you is that you like a lot of people in their songs, there's, you know, dissing dead people, banging on people, et cetera, et cetera. feel like you're not really banging on people so much, but when you have had traumatic things happen to you, like getting jumped, getting shot, etc., you put all that in the music.
Hell yeah, I don't care.
Without necessarily, a lot of people put that in the music, but then it has to be pure revenge, retaliation music. Look, you don't really put that part
you gotta,
in, right?
You got to move smarter than the next dude. Let me tell you why, because number one, you got to think, niggas is watching, and the peoples is watching you. You feel me? That's why, I was saying some stupid shit before, but man, I'm watching what I say, because I don't move that way no more, because I'm never going to leave a track for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stupid. Niggas, like, music is the easiest way to catch a nigga. You feel me? Especially from those boys. You know what I'm saying? It's the easiest way, but I don't say, like, a lot of my shit, it's real shit, and then, of course, it's everybody exaggerates certain things, you feel me? But most of my shit is real life, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, cause I don't do all that. I mean, if you did something to me, I'm gonna talk my shit, bro. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? But
every week I read about different rappers in jail for fucking 20 years.
Yeah, or dying.
And it's like fully mapped out for the police in the lyrics.
Yes.
He put this song out where he said he'd
But
like,
it don't mean it's true, though.
Right.
A lot of these niggas, that shit be fiction. You know what I'm saying? But it's, I mean.
But if they end up doing 20 years, there's probably a pretty good chance that it was true.
You know, and sometimes they just use that shit against you.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And a lot of that shit don't be real. But I mean, if it's real, I mean, only a dumb nigga would say some shit like that and leave evidence like that, bro. Most niggas ain't gonna say a lot of that shit is just fucking made up. Like niggas say, just respect a nigga for having talent. If his shit is made up, I mean, just respect him for being an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? But we know what this nigga is and where he ain't. You feel me? That type of shit. But I don't know. It's different.
For sure. What do you want for your daughter that you didn't have as a kid?
Shit, I want my baby to experience shit I didn't. Just automatically. I didn't experience traveling. You know what I'm saying? I ain't experienced a lot of things, bro. And I just want her to experience a better life automatically. You know what I'm saying? Even if I got to put her in prep school, I don't care. She a girl for number one. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her being around San Bernardino. Them bitches ain't shit. I'm being honest, bro. And it's facts. I'm not saying every female from San Bernardino. It's not. But the females I've seen and shit, that I don't want her around that shit. You know what I'm saying? I want her to just be somebody. So, and if I got to move to do that, I'm going to do that. I don't give a fuck what the next nigga feel, as long as he don't step in my face with it. You feel me? But it's just like, everybody wants good for their kids, I hope. If you don't, then what the fuck you have one for? You feel me? To make fuck their life up like yours is? Like, come on, bro. To me, I feel like when you have a kid, you want another you. But a better you. You feel me? Or something that's going to continue on.
A version of you that you can protect exactly, from a lot of the worst shit that happened to you, you know?
Do you know how much of a blessing to have that? You running around this motherfucker? Can you imagine? That's why I can't respect a nigga that don't take care of his and or a woman.
99% of the people you grow up around, they don't get the privilege of being able to take their kid up out the neighborhood.
And it's, I ain't gonna say it's a privilege. Like, if you want it, it can happen.
I mean, you work for it.
Yeah. I work for it, and that's another thing is niggas be hating. You know what I'm saying? How can you hate on the next nigga because he worked for it? When you can do it too, nigga, you got the same 24. It all depends on what you do with it. You got feet, you got everything I got. You know what I'm saying? But do you have the drive for it? I do. You know what I'm saying? Do you want your kid to do better? Do you want yourself to do better? Ask yourself that. I want that. And that's why it's happening. Niggas get mad at me or they won't. For what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Y'all could do the same shit. You feel me? And like, niggas be like, oh, nigga, I can't. This nigga, you could do what you want to do. You feel me? If you want to get out the hood, you could do it. One thing I tell niggas, though, once you a gangbanger or a gang member, is you gonna always be one. You can't. The only way that you can escape that is if you die or you run away from it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't say, even if you go to jail, you got to deal with that behind that. You got to deal with the niggas that bang in there. They still know you from. The reason why you gonna always remain a gang member or a gang banger because your enemies still exist. So nigga, whether you stop fucking gang banging, they still know who you are. You feel me? So it's like, nigga, you could be like, oh, I don't gang bang, I'm an OG, I'm this and that, I don't do that. But nigga, niggas know who you is though. That don't mean nothing to me.
One of my relatives was just saying that to me. They're like, why do these rappers like keep dying? I go, I'm like trying to avoid that conversation. I'm like, there's a lot of gang shit. And she's just like, she's like, why do they get rich and famous to just still be in a gang?
That's
I'm like,
dumb.
That's not how that. Like, you don't get to just dip right away. Yeah.
You don't, but you. I mean, you man.
You can separate you yourself, can separate take a different role,
exactly,
but you're not
but
really.
You can't really run from.
And
it
people still want to kill you. Your best bet is still going to be around
do,
people you feel
do,
like you can trust.
Exactly.
You know,
be around niggas you can trust. Move different. Move wiser than the next. Don't tell niggas where you live. I don't give a fuck if you the your closest homies. Mm. Because you don't know when the hell y'all going to fall out.
Right.
And he might be on some jealous shit. You know what I'm saying? Tell niggas where you live or even try to do some backdoor shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, you just got to build your own destiny, I guess. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Your life is what you make it. You know what I'm saying? You living that way and you want to stay that way, you're going to stay that way. You feel me? You could always, like I tell my homies, like my true homies, nigga, you could bring the hood with you if that's what you want, but ain't nothing better than money. Ain't nothing better than that. How can you gang bang and still broke at the same damn time? Mm. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to do better for me. Rather than, I'm not going to ever, like I told niggas, somebody got to be the smart nigga. You feel me? Everybody can't be a crash dummy because if we all crash dummy, we all gonna die behind this shit. Mm. Somebody gotta be a smart nigga. If I gotta do that, I'm gonna do it. You feel me? Somebody gotta be smart out of it. It can't be 10 stupid niggas. You feel me? Because all 10 gonna either die or either be in jail. So somebody gotta be smart and smarten up the rest. So it'd be 10 smart niggas.
And you could be an influence to, you know, dozens or hundreds of people from your area alone who might look at you. I interview people all the time who are like the first person to pop off out of their city.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always people right behind them who see that and they realize that they could do something similar.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good though. I like I tell niggas, don't hate on me. Instead of hating on me, be inspired. Nigga, I don't do this to build hate. It's gonna come with it, but I don't do it to build it. I want to build love, bro. I'd rather a nigga love me than hate me because I'm tired of looking for enemies out on behind myself. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get tired of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, man, I'm glad some of the niggas that's in my circle is paying attention to what I'm doing.
Mm.
And they want better for themselves because you only could tell somebody so much before, you know. But I'm glad that my niggas that I hang with is paying attention to my path and taking it and trying to do something with it. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, you're going to be like the rest of these hating-ass niggas or crash dummy-ass niggas. You feel me? A nigga going to always tell you some shit that he won't do. And that's facts.
For sure.
Don't ever tell me to do some shit if you ain't going to go do it.
That's half of rap music.
That's gangbanging. That's rap music. That's everything, bro. You feel me? Don't tell me to do some shit that you know damn well you wouldn't do. Mm. Even if I told you. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me that because I'm not a crash dummy. Mm. I was, but I'm not no more. I'm too wise for it, and I'm starting to feel like I'm trying to look for my purpose, bro, and I'm starting to see it a little bit. You feel me? So, and then to see the inspiration I have on a lot of people, that shit is deep to me. You feel me? So it is what it is. I want to inspire my homies, and I want to inspire my family, my fans, supporters, and everything. You feel
me? I'm inspired.
That's love. I appreciate that.
Let's go. No, I'm a big believer for sure. I think you got the talent. You got the star power. I feel like there's only big things to come for you.
Yeah, I hope so. And if not, man, it is what it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's good, bro.
Definitely. Anybody want to thank? Any shout outs?
I want to thank my supporters for sure. After God, I want to thank God. I'm not even going to lie to you. I stopped believing in him, but now I'm a neutral believer only because of the shit I was going through. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank God. I want to thank my supporters because without my support, that's one thing as far as like being an artist and just being a person, period, you got to realize that your fans is the reason why you're even a factor. You feel me? A lot of famous people don't think they fans, bro, because without them, you won't be making that money. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have stages to go perform your shit at. Thank them. They made you. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank my fans. I want to thank my true homies that been on my side. I want to thank my baby girl. She's, of course, my number one priority because she gave me shit to live for and die for if I have to. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank my brother, you know what I'm saying, for believing the nigga, my pops, you know what I'm saying, and my family, because that just stood by my side and never folded on me, because, you know, I a lot of niggas folded on me, you know, after that situation.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? From families to homies, niggas folded on me. But I just want to just, I'm just thankful, bro. You feel me? So that's all I got to say.
Respect. Doggy Style, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man, for
appreciate
real.
Appreciate you, feel me?
Thank you.